Welcome in here to another edition of Leash on Life here on KJN as we take a look at what's going on at the Atlantic Animal Shelter at 309 Sunnyside Lane in Atlantic. And Andrea Ferrier with us, as always, here on the program. Andrea, how are you?
It's great to be here. Thanks so much.
All right. Well, the shelter, always, of course, a busy place. Animals coming in and out. And got a couple of changes here for this week.
I love it when I come and barely have any of the same animals to talk about this week as I did last week. That's a really good week for the shelter. So we actually only have three animals available for adoption right now at the shelter, which is always good news for, you know, the work that we do. Mm-hmm. We have two dogs available. One of them is Roscoe. He is a black puppy. He was born on Labor Day. This is a dog with a lot of personality. He just is so excited to see people. He would probably make an excellent farm dog. He has a good voice for that. I don't mean to say that he's noisy, but he does like to talk. But that's exactly what you want when you're out in the country and you want somebody to welcome you home or let you know when somebody's there. So a young dog, still plenty of time to train him in the way you want him to go. He's just as cute as could be with his little floppy ears. He's a black dog. So Roscoe would be a really great addition to anybody's farm if you've been looking for one of those. The other dog that we have available, his name is Paco. He is a short-haired yellow Chihuahua mix. Pretty typical Chihuahua characteristics, but he's a little bigger. He's 15 to 16 pounds. So they reckon him to be about 2 to 3 years old, somewhere in there. Apparently, though, he was either lost or abandoned. And somebody found him outside. And, you know, Chihuahuas were meant for the heat of Central America, not the cold of Iowa. So it was really wonderful that this family found him and brought him into the shelter so we could, you know, find him a new home. Mm-hmm. It certainly is. This is the time of year with temperatures plummeting that you want to make sure that your outdoor animals have plenty of shelter and, adequate access to water and things like that. But Paco was found and brought in. And, oh, my goodness, he's a real sweetheart. He's got a nice temperament. He's a little bit shy and quiet, but he loves to follow people around. And he has this funny little habit where he'll follow right behind you. And as soon as you turn around and look at him, he'll roll over on his back. He loves to have his belly rubbed. He's kind of a funny clown little dog. So anyway, he kind of stole my heart because of that endearing little quality that he's got. So if you're looking for a dog, Roscoe or Paco might be the one for you.
There you go. A couple of good options there for you. And as you mentioned, not just a good reminder, for whatever pet it may be that you have outdoors, to make sure that they have that adequate things necessary to help them take care of themselves if they have to be outdoors during this cold weather, to make sure that is available for them. Otherwise, of course, we know the results can be very bad.
Yeah, and I mean, I knew cold weather was coming. We all know it's coming, but I don't know, the other night when it got down into the teens, that was even a little surprising for me. Even when we know it's coming, it just is very cold. So making sure that you've made preparations for your animals is very important this time of year.
All right. And also in the cat department?
Yes, we have Tessie. She is a female adult. I believe I spoke about her last week. She is around 1 year old. She's a Siamese mix. I know y'all know I'm a sucker for Siamese. These are one of my favorite kinds of cat. But she is just she's got a really sweet personality too. She has lighter colored points. You know, on Siamese, it's the ears, the nose, the tails, the feet. And she's kind of a silver point Siamese. Fine boned, but goodness sakes, does she have big eyes and personality. Beautiful crystal blue eyes. And she loves to be petted and to hug. She'll just jump right into your arms and put her arms right around you. So very effective. She has a lot to give to somebody who wants to have a lot of affection in their life. So Tessie would be a really good addition if you're looking for a snuggly cat.
There you go. And what better thing to have than during these cold winter months?
I'm telling you, it's that and a good book. It's all you need, you know?
All right. And if folks want to find out more about what's going on at the shelter, aside from what they hear here on the radio, where can they find information?
You know, I always encourage people to go to, if you're on Facebook, most people are on Facebook these days, a lot of people are, look up Atlantic Animal Shelter. We've got pictures, we've got information. It's also a place that you can ask questions. You know, if you say, hey, I'm looking for this kind of animal, or did you still have this one? So that'd be a great place to go, as well as petfinder.com. And you can just type in the zip code and it'll go straight to the animals that are available here and locally. So
Okay, and then location and times that folks can stop by the shelter.
Yep, we're on the corner of Sunnyside and 2nd with the wastewater treatment plant, and the shelter is open Monday through Friday from 2:30 to 5:30, Saturdays from 8:30 to 12:30, and of course you can always call 712-243-2287.
All right, and one quick thing I want to mention as well. You mentioned Paco with being able to fall around real close. That's one thing our dog at home, I'm amazed at the ability of a dog to follow you within inches and maybe even touch the nose to the back of your leg and never run into you, but always be right behind you.
They can sense your thoughts. They know when you're going to feed them, too.
Yeah, that's true, too. Yeah. All right, so some great options right now at the shelter. Andrea, thanks for coming in, and look forward to Leech on Life once again next week.
Thanks so much, and when you go to the shelter, make sure you tell them you heard about the animals on KJAN.